bees in the Bronx, but in a good way. In fact, a hospital is taking a natural approach to promote good health there, and it's making a difference. Here's Sean Adams.
St. Barnabas Hospital in the Bronx has a quarter of a million new residents. Not doctors in training. These guys. Honeybees. There are four hives on the roof of the brand new wellness center.
This is Bronx honey, man, at its best.
It's dripping down my finger.
It's gorgeous. Super light. It's floral. Not too sweet. Ay, ay, ay. It's got a beginning, middle, end, like a fine glass of wine to me.
New Jersey beekeeper Eric Hannon offered a taste of the golden delicacy right next to the hospital's rooftop garden.
These rooftop gardens, this is property that's not being used. It's available, and it's full of sun, and it's got a little microclimate that's typically a little warmer than ground level. The bees have that advantage by being able to fly off the roof right to their source of pollen and nectar, and it's wonderful to see, and the crop is delicious. The honey coming out of here is going to be tops.
The bees have probably been pollinating and collecting nectar at the Botanical Garden and the Bronx Zoo. This is the brainchild of Dr. Mark Rosie, head of OBGYN, who envisioned the new wellness center as a community hub for healthy living.
There's a gym down there. They're teaching people how to cook healthy food. There's actually, a community kitchen to teach them. And they'll be using the vegetables that are grown right here. And I guess they'll be flavoring it with honey.
In the Bronx, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Difference Makers, sponsored by Catholic Charities of Brooklyn, Queens, changing lives, building communities.